Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. If you'd like to see Justin Bieber, his show is sold out. You are listening for As Long As You Love Me. We're going to play it, I promise you, sometime this morning. I know we've been saying that a lot, but when you hear it, be caller 109-239-1009, and you have yourself some Justin Bieber tickets.
Yes.
In the meantime, happy early Father's Day to all of you wonderful gentlemen out there. And this is interesting. Rachel, you pointed this out to me a little bit ago, but Botox is on the rise in America. Botox is what Botox is, but it's for the bros, and more men are doing this. Right. What is going on?
It's nothing. It is Botox. It's nothing different. It's just what guys call it, so they feel more masculine about it, because apparently this came to the news because they're saying that more men are asking for injections and plastic surgery for Father's Day, which I think is kind of crazy. Because
would you date a guy if they came to you and said, Rachel, I'm getting Botox today? Would you? What would you do with that?
I mean, I'm not going to be like, I wouldn't say no, but the thing is, I'm sure guys do it. I just don't want to see your face not move. I don't want it to look that different. Like, if you look like Bruce Jenner, he looks like the male version of Joan Rivers, and that is not attractive. Like, I'm sure George Clooney does it. You can't tell. So as long as I don't know and you just look really hot all the time, I'm not going to be mad at you. But if I know, it's kind of going to weird me out.
I will say this. I'll say this right now. I do not plan on getting Botox anytime soon. If ever, I plan on aging normally.
But
even
you guys
though
age well. We're the ones that get nastier over time.
Good morning. we got a bro on the line right now. Would you ever get Botoxed?
No, not me.
What if your wife came to you, though, and it said, honey, I really think it'd be a good idea if you got some Botox. I hope she doesn't sound like that, but would you not do it?
If she put enough pressure on me, if I were married.
So he's saying I would fall
like
into the peer
weird
pressure.
I feel like as a woman, I don't want my guy to be going and getting the same stuff done that I do. That's like my girl thing. I want you to be out there hunting and building things. Like, that's what I prefer.
Yeah, I don't know that I would get Botox. My daughter's laughing, though.
Now we just taught your daughter a new word. Sorry about that. She's going to be talking Botox today with her
friends.
Yeah. Hope not.
Hey, we appreciate the call, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Love that we're teaching little children about Botox today.
I know. I just wonder if there's any guy that would admit that he actually does it, because I want to know how his wife or his girlfriend dealt with it. Because, you know, what I don't know, I don't really care, but it'd be weird for me if we're, like, frolicking into the plastic surgeon's office together, like, can't wait to see your new face, honey. Okay, bye. It's so weird to me.
Good morning. Would you date a guy? What do you think about the Botox?
I would be freaking out. I don't want a girly man. I don't want a man that looks better than me, basically.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. What if your dude came to you, though, and said, honey, I feel like I'm aging, and I really want to get that Botox done. You want to support him in that?
I mean, I would support him, but I wouldn't stay with him.
but you wouldn't date him.
On his own. It's okay, though, because it's not like she'd be able to see him cry, because he won't be able to have any emotion at all after he gets Botox.
Exactly.
Yeah, you couldn't tell if he's happy, sad, mad, angry.
I know. It's like, why do you guys keep treading on our ground? Like, guys age well anyway. It's us women that get uglier. Like, you just stay off of our stuff, okay? Like,
exactly.
Let us get Botox.
This is a great idea. We need to have an emoji that's like a Bruce Jenner emoji that's absolutely expressionless at all times.
Because his face is blown back so far. It's terrible.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, you too.
Bye.
To the guys, let's all say this together. Just say no to the Botox, all right?
Listen, if it makes you hotter, I'm not mad. As long as I can't tell you get it. What I don't know, I don't care. Just be sexy. That's it.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.